This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habaim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Dinei HaKorei VeHamakra. The laws of the reader and the one who feeds him, says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Tzarech likrois me'umad. You need to read from the Torah standing. V'afilu lismeich atzmei la'koysel. And even to lean on a wall, oila amud, or a pillar, asr. Elam kein hu bal basar, unless you are a master of flesh, which means unless you're heavy. This comes from the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. Hagav v'chein hachazen hakoyrei tzarech lamed im hakoyrei. Likewise, the shatz that reads needs to stand with the koyrei. We'll see what that means. Says Mishabura Tzarch Likros Mumad Hakriya Shakarn Betzibor. You need to read from the Torah standing. V'yalfinan zamidichsev. We learn this from the pasuk. V'yata pay amoyri madi. And you here stand with me. Mashma afilu Hashem yisbarach hamakre lemoisha haya oimed kiviyachal. Hashem was the makre. Moisha was the koire. And even God was standing. You stand with me. I'm also standing. You stand with me. Bim kein kol shekein shekol Yisrael hayu oimdim mipnei emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanoise noisa. And if so, certainly all of Israel was standing out of fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. V'amrina noid, we say further, k'shem shenitna be'ema kach anu tzrichim linoig ba be'ema. We say, just like it was given with fear, so too you need to be noyeg with fear. So let's say if somebody was looking at their phone during Kriyas HaTorah, is that a violation of Kriyas HaTorah being be'ema? You said it, not me. Yeah, of course, obviously. But the thing is, it can't be in the shul in the first place. So, therefore, you don't have a problem. Because you have to stand in the shul, be'ema uvira. So, you're not to bring it into the shul. You know about that? Did I ever mention that? You can't bring a phone into a shul. What if you have a medical emergency? Then you have to speak to a paisek. Don't ask me. Speak to a competent paisek. Speak to one of the paiske hadar. But may ikar adin, you can't bring a phone to a shul. It's a violation of Moira Mikdash. Also, you don't have a fighting shot to have 1 ounce of Kavana. Besides that, you'd be allowed to. Really? You know, I always say people want to know, do you have to wash for Shalashudas? It's not everyone has to wash. Only Jewish people have to wash for Shalashudas. Goyim are not required to wash. What about phones? Even Goyim can't bring a phone into a shul. It's simple common sense. Moira Mikdash. Certainly, if let's say your mother's Jewish and you have a bris milah, you can't bring it into the shul. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. But now we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, you have to be noig be'im ovira. Mekamakam b'di'eved shakara meyushav yatsa. B'di'eved, if you read the Torah sitting, you're yotzei be'in tzarech lachzav likras. You don't have to read it again. Beis. V'afilu lismoich atzma, even to lean. Hainu afilu smicha k'tzas, even leaning a little bit. She'im yinotel oisei davar lo yipal. Let's say you're not really leaning. If you would take away the thing you're leaning on, you wouldn't fall. Gam kein asr. It's still asr to lean while you're leaning. The tzarech lamoid be'ima. You have to stand be'ima. Leaning on something is not be'ima. The Dershu brings that we said earlier, could you lean a little bit during Shemayna Esrei in a way where if you take away that thing, you'd still be standing? Well, it depends why you have to stand for Shemayna Esrei. If it's because Tefillah needs Amida, Smicha B'miktsas is still Amida. But if it's because you need to stand Be'ima, then you would not be allowed to. Oila Amud, Hu Shulchan HaKriya Chahigavna. That's the Shulchan. In other words, the Baal Koyre cannot be leaning on the Shulchan. Elam kein hu ba'al basar, unless he's like Rav Papa. Rav Papa, the Gemara says in many places, was a ba'al basar. V'u adin choyla, or if he's sick, Aizakein or old, harbe, shekashalay amida b'lay smicha, it's very hard for him to stand without leaning. Az yizar sheyismach ktsas. Ach yizar sheyismach ktsas. He should just be careful to lean only a little. V'lo yismach kolkach, not lean so much at sheminata osa davar yipal, that if you take away the thing, you would fall. V'im yav sholay lismach kiyam binyan zah. What if the person could only lean completely in a way where he needs to put his full support on the support? Then b'diavad it's mutter. There's a rav in my neighborhood who is a zakein, and he had a knee replacement, and he's very good about tefillah, and he davens all the tefillahs, and I think he even does tekiah shofar sitting. He can't stand. He does the whole shebang. You name it, he could do it, and he could do it well, but he does it sitting. And you're allowed to, b'diavad you're allowed to. Ach lo yishan ala mapa shal shulchan. Ah, you can lean on the cloth on the bima. Why? Because the cloth on the bima is a tashmish kedusha. She tashmish kedusha hu. Ela ala shulchan atzmai. You can only lean on the table itself.
How is that not a tashmish kedusha? The table?
Because the table is servicing the mapa, so it's tashmish de tashmish. Tashmish de tashmish, we said earlier, ein boy kedusha klal.
So
halacha
l'maisa, the person has to lean, has to hold on to the bima, they should lift up the mapa and let him hold on to that.
Yeah. Or you should get a crutch. L'maisa, we say later on that the bima has a din of tashmish kedusha. Why? Because sometimes you put the sefer Torah without the matpachas. The Sharatzion adds, sometimes the matpachas rolls up, and then the shulchan serves. But the shulchan fundamentally is tashmish to tashmish, not tashmish kedusha. So you can lean on that, but not on the mapa. But that's provided there is a mapa. If the shulchan doesn't have a mapa, then you can't lean on that.
How far does it go? What if there's a glass on top of the mapa? So the glass is the mapa is the tashmish, and the shulchan is nothing? Or is it also tashmish? How far does it go?
Then the glass is servicing the mapa, and also the shulchan is probably also servicing the mapa. We'll see. We'll talk about that in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. V'chein ha-chazen ha-koyre, v'ha din ha-segan sh'oimed etzel sefer ha-toyra. So what is the mechaber says the reader has to be standing. V'chein ha-chazen ha-koyre. What does it mean, v'chein ha-chazen ha-koyre? Meaning, nowadays, the bal-koyre should be standing, aside from the oila, I guess. Says Meshavro, v'chein ha-chazen ha-koyre, v'ha din ha-segan sh'oimed etzel sefer ha-toyra. Also, the gabai should be standing. Sometimes the sefer Torah is very long and big. The koyre needs to read from the ksav. The chen ha'oila shetzarch liris v'sefer Torah masha makri lefanov v'likrois achrav belachash. The oila also has to see the ksav. So the bal koyre needs to leave room for the oila to be able to see the ksav. It's impossible for them to see the top of the column unless they bend over. So then, in such a case, you could give a dispensation for that. Why? Everyone sees they're not leaning in an arrogant manner. Now this is talking about Shezo kisha oimed zakuf v'samach. Avol zeh she'oimed muta v'chafuf. It's only gaiva when you're standing erect and then you lean. But when you are bent over and you lean, that's eiman yira. Avol zeh kisha oimed muta v'chafuf. This guy who's bent over and leaning, amida be'emahu. That's considered standing in fear of who Yachal Amid Samach, he could stand leaning. Dechein basagan. Likewise, the gabai shall piroiv avaydosa hushu oiches bayad ha'osay mikesev lahoris of ne'akarb is a shuvatev shu oimirata. Also, the chazan. I'm sorry. Also, the gabai. His main job is to point with the yad where in the Sefer Torah the Baal Kore is leaning from. What line they're up to, what word they're up to. Sometimes it's impossible to do unless he leans over. Mutter, that's permitted. So basically, anytime you're leaning over to facilitate the Kriya, either because you need to see it or you need to assist with it, Achizar, that's permitted. Achizar sha'achar sheyikra ha'shur sal yoynos Meir Shalman, you just have to be careful after you finish reading the top lines, v'yagia b'chatzi amara karvloi, and you get to the midway point, now you're able to see standing, so stand up again, don't lean. She'ef shaloi luris heita b'lis micha yizkoif mishchiyasai. Make yourself straighten up from your bending over. K'dei shalai yitztarach liyo samach klal. This way you don't have to lean at all. Ad kan devarav. These are the words of who? The Shari Ephraim. Shari Ephraim is a perush on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll continue in Sif Beis.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.